This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Now entering the DGDC.
Are you ready for a deep dive?
And Jordan did most of the crap.
Can't believe I said that.
I've been doing this in 2008, so what the fuck do I know?
Drawing hands is my kryptonite. This
could never happen. Start loading up elbow logos.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the DGDC, a united team of design professionals, creatively bound to bring unique inspiration and a common perspectives. You can email us listener questions or topic ideas to hello@dgdcpod.com or check out our website, dgdcpod.com. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram or Twitter at dgdcpod. Plus now you can join in on the conversation. We have a Facebook group. Just pop onto our website and hit the community tab at the top. Now, on with the show. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Welcome back to our holiday special. Oh my gosh, this is another great tradition.
I love these ones.
We're trying to do it early this year, so give you guys enough time to go out there and do it. And as a fun little bonus, you're going to have our episode on the podcast, obviously. But what we're going to do is we're going to make a visual companion one, this recording with some visuals of the stuff that we're going to talk about. We're going to upload that to YouTube the next day after that, so you'll be able to see it if you want to see some visuals. But of course, we'll put them in the show links as well, so you'll have everything ready to go.
Do you guys want to know what number of DGDC holiday gift guide episode this is for me personally?
It must be, I'm going to take a guess, 11?
Exactly.
Is that right?
It's my 11.
Oh my gosh.
Nice guess.
Isn't that fun?
Wow. You've just gone through every trend and every shopping season possible.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it keeps getting better. I mean, I think probably our very first one is a little sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, since 2010.
You know what's funny? I see last year's in your screen.
Right there.
The stool. Yeah.
Yep. I swap. It's that funny stool thing that you, that was one of your gifts ideas.
Yes, that's right. I am a firm believer. I sit on it. I sit on it every day.
It is the neatest little alt. I alternate back and forth. And I
do
love,
you? Yeah. I can't. I mean, I love their mantra. It's active sitting, and it makes perfect sense. Like, there's so many amazing, huge, ridiculous chairs that adhere to the slouching. They look amazing and they feel amazing, but they adhere to the slouching, which is what we're trying to combat.
Yeah.
So, but I'm telling you, that was when, remember, I was complaining to you guys, I had carpal tunnel. I was, I was experiencing all this stuff, and I started seeing a,
physical therapist?
Spinal.
Oh, yes. Chiropractic?
Chiropractor. Thank you. So that worked for a really, really good long given time. And now I remember I was asking you for an ergonomic mouse and making some changes. Well, now that I've experienced my worst go at carpal tunnel, I have instances where it comes back if I don't stick with some sort of regime and I look out for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you, are you saying yes straight away because you have?
Oh, I had I had carpal tunnel.
And you too, Jordan.
Yeah. Oh my God. Really? Almost 15 years ago, I think. And it was so bad. But luckily, the PT made such a big difference for it. And I think the other thing is you got to go through one of those things to know how it affects your day, right? Like to know I never want it back again. So like all the things to
– it sets the –
if you're not standing every other day or the chair thing, even changing chairs, like having the same chair over and over again.
Well, anything you repeat, right? Like because I have
anything
it in my wrists
repeat.
Really bad. So like – what we do in the keyboard and the mouse is really bad, but also like I play guitar and piano. So like those are really bad because you're just constantly in these weird flexing.
That's fourfold for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So like, my wrists.
The perfect storm.
I work on it more now, but like they used to get bad. Like every year I'd have like this really bad flare of just like, oh, I couldn't sleep.
It's awful. Being those, like, and slings. I wonder if it, is comparable to arthritis, since we haven't gotten to that point in our.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, hey, what one of the best traditions we were talking the other day when we were saying, we're setting up this interview or whatever. And Jordan goes, wait, don't we also do a drinking episode at the same time? And we're like, let's combine them.
Keep it fun and loose.
Yeah. It's always kind of good. So, Mikkel, what are you drinking?
Oh, I'm sticking with my go-to IPA to start my evening. Yeah, nice. I've got my Bodhi.
Any particular favorite brand or variety?
What do you have? It's Bodhi. It's always Bodhi. I mean, sometimes I have Seven Seas in the fridge, but by and large, it's
nice. There you go. How about you, Jordan? What are you drinking?
I am sipping on this Tennessee whiskey, a little 15-year-old Tennessee whiskey that a client sent over. I'm not like a big whiskey guy, like gin.
Yeah,
but you know, it's pretty fucking good. I'm into it.
That's fun.
I'm just hearing a little Chris Stapleton like playing behind you.
That's what I keep thinking about. You got to drop the brand name. It's too fun to say.
It's a George Dickel Tennessee whiskey, in fact. Yeah, I did a mural for him earlier in the year. And like,
amazing.
I've never heard of the name. Like, the name is very fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
For a very sophisticated looking brand. Yeah.
Big old I love
Dickel
it.
Right I love it.
It's pretty good. It's good That's whiskey. Great. I'm into it. Yeah.
So I cracked open.
Yeah, I'm excited about
Jameson
your
cold brew. And this is a neat one. Like, I've just recently in the last few years gotten into a lot of whiskeys and bourbons, and the flavored ones sometimes can get a little too sweet. But being a huge coffee fan, the cold brew one,
it's not sweet.
Has no bitter. Yeah, no, it actually tastes like, if you're not a big whiskey fan, try this over rocks without anything, maybe just a splash of water. You'll love it because there's just enough of a sweetness to kind of like balance it, but it's not like those cinnamon ones
headache.
Or the peanut butter sweetness. Yeah.
It's Dude, not that I had kind. That peanut butter one. That was terrible. I couldn't do it.
It's a little heavy. It's almost feel like, I think peanut butter, you just imagine it being a shake or, you know, something. Like, I don't know. It was weird getting it in whiskey.
And it felt like really sweet. Like peanut butter is like not that sweet.
The sweetest I can go is like a really amazing Manhattan with just that cherry sweet in it. Mm. But then I just have the one because I can't keep going with that. And then I need to make some shifts. Yeah. It's like the margarita in the summertime. Just have the one.
Yeah, 100%.
And then
yeah.
Oh. Or an old fashioned.
Yeah, that would be like, similar too.
Mm.
Yeah.
That because they put a little bit of rock sugar in. I think this is not a liquor podcast, by the way.
That's a good point.
I love that.
Oh, but we gotta introduce. We gotta kick off forever. With
deeply drinking
bit of what
design
we know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's totally festive. And so, but this is great. But cheers everybody to another good year. Salute. Can't believe it's the end of 2021. Like, it's hard to believe how fast things are going. And it's not so much because of the last year or two, but like, it just seems like from 2015 on, it's like, what the heck? Like, you blink and it's the new year again, right? Like,
do you guys have any like, holiday traditions that you do every year?
Ooh, it's all it's family and food. That's really it. It's, I mean, Italian, what else do we, that's all we got. And a lot of wine and a lot of, you know, but I think it's just, over the last few years, it's turned into a little slowdown, which is something I think everyone, I hope, can do. You know, what do you guys, same with you a little bit, like particularly with work and then getting back to just plugging into life again? Just seems
totally.
Like best time to do
totally. It. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I'd say that's probably pretty spot on. Like, we'll do like, you know, cookie baking or like gingerbread houses and stuff like that. But
great.
Yeah, nothing like crazy. Lots of cocktails. Like, I don't do a lot of cocktails because I work a lot in beer,
and
but like at the end of the year,
flavors of stuff that you otherwise wouldn't throughout
it's
the
super
other
fun. Yeah.
The year. Yeah.
Yeah. I just get all cozy and like sipping cocktails at the end of the year. I don't know what it is. There's something comes around.
Yeah. I'm the same as you. This year, my family has plans to go up to, a rental house, and we're going to stay in the heart of Whistler from the 26th through the beginning of the new year. And it's going to be great. Winter Wonderland for the kids and everything. So it's my parents and then my siblings, and then they bring their core families. So we just have to find the one Whopper house that accommodates everybody.
That's so fun.
it's really fun, but the logistics of crossing the border right now with this new variant stuff, yeah. I mean, it's not fun. It's stressful
it's
now.
Still, yeah,
even.
It's still
and yeah. You know, like Oakley's vaxxed, but we have a 2-year-old. That's going to be a while. Mm-hmm. We have to get the testing done in a certain time. I'm just not looking forward to that part.
That is super reasonable. Totally.
But we haven't been out of town for the holidays forever, and I'm good with it. I just want to get up and go.
Great idea.
That's the gift. We're just going
to
go.
We brainstormed that idea to do like just bypass the typical thing and go. We were going to do something like Mexico or something, and if all the family wanted to go, it's still kind of like a possibility, but like maybe it's too late. But I just think you're right. It's almost like
it's stressful right now.
Year to kind of say like just throw out do something different where no one has to worry about all the stress.
Once we get there and we crack our first one, it'll be fine. It's behind us. But until then, I'm telling you, as a parent, it's worrisome.
Yeah, even on your own, just it's a lot of logistics in making the travel. But with the kids, it opens up a whole other what's the rule there? What's the rule coming back? I know coming back is typically the harder part. When we went south and there was no problem going to Mexico, but coming back into Los Angeles, you know, that's where everything had to be there, and no one was telling you the right way.
And you know what? We just had our in-laws here, and they're from Northern BC, so them getting here was fine, but they were here 10 nights, which
it's a long time. They were here
for a while.
Yeah, this is why video is important.
That was a look. Yeah.
It caused anxiety for a large part of the visit with the logistics on crossing the border to get back home, because what I keep hearing is that it's far easier to as U.S. residents to come back home than it is for the other way around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which isn't fair so much for that global
hub where
everybody's in the same boat. It's not that way with this. Totally. Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, I'm sorry.
Well, hopefully everyone gets a good, I think as opposed to last year, it just seems like this is the first time hearing in a long time that people
are making arrangements. I know.
And it's a good time. It's a lot to be thankful for in so many different ways after going through craziness. Yeah. So what we want to do with this one, guys, is so we were going to do our typical thing. And I think we've laughed in the past because we were all over the place with our holiday gift guide, right? Like we were kind of like, oh man, sometimes, and then you didn't know if like you wanted to throw something in over $200 because it didn't make sense. But we learned how to balance it.
Yeah, thanks to Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah, Jordan came up with this great thing. So we're going to categorize our stuff into 3 different ones. The first one we're calling stocking stuffers, and that's anything under $50. Nice. Jordan, what's the next one?
Oh, that next one, that 150 and under, we're calling holiday cheer, which for me was the hardest one. I could not.
Same.
Yeah. It's easy to go over.
Mine was the cheap one.
Yeah, totally. I'm with you.
It's the only one that had like real parameters.
I found
parameters.
It 10 minutes before.
I know.
Yep. And Mikkel, what's our third one?
The third one is the wish list items.
Yes. This is a great one. This is
That's the funnest one. Like, oh, nothing matters. I can get anything? Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
I love that you made it kind of endless, like blue sky.
We didn't even exchange communication about that. I think we all just kind of went for it. So
I tried to keep it like not too far over, like maybe under 500 at the most. I can't remember. Mine's pretty subjective in price, but yeah,
that's great. All right, we're gonna start with the first one. This is the $50 stocking stuffer one from Jordan. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. So what we're going to do here, guys, is we're going to share a little bit of the visual with this so you guys have it. Let's see. Where is it there? Nope, that is not it. I have found it. There we go. All right. So we are on.
This
yes.
is cool.
So
tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, for my little stocking stuffer, like I think coffee is always an acceptable gift. And any tier, I'll take over $150 wish list amount of coffee. Totally fine. Yeah. But this one is cool in particular because like it's all about a coffee subscription. And it's through this one is drinktrade.com. I know there's like probably a number of like coffee subscription services you can get. I got referenced this one. I have a friend who uses them. And they're great because like they really tailor the kind of coffee to you. Like, and not even just by roaster or by like origin, just like local roasters that are like in your neighborhood that maybe you haven't tried, or like they have really like really weird specialty coffees if you want to like try something.
This
really
is amazing. How otherwise are you going to experience anything other than what you just...
Totally.
Yeah.
It's like we have our roaster down the street and like we'll get it from them, you know, but like this is fun because there's just
so much fun.
Yeah, exactly. So and you can have little tastings and stuff and you can kind of customize that. I think it's like 10 to 15 bucks a bag and you can get like, you know, one to like, I don't know how many, you know, 10 or something in a box.
That's great.
So you can keep, I'm thinking like three, we probably go through like one or two a month, you know? So like two bags a month isn't crazy, you know, and then that's 30 bucks right there. And you can switch it out every month and you can like, if you find one you like, they can keep sending it or if they, you want their recommendations.
Or you can personalize it and make your,
I haven't done it, but I think I'm going to pull the trigger.
You know what? Every once in a while really we do fun. This with, you know, the batches of different wines delivered because it, the plethora of different wines out there is out of this world. So why would you not undergo the same process with coffee? This is so great. Yeah.
I'm jealous of the friends that I know that have do this. And then I'm like, why haven't I not done this yet? I would do it just for this sake of like getting packaging and brands that I don't see usually.
Oh, you would love that.
Right?
We would all not be able to ignore that for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
But for those that, I mean, we're all kind of snobby when it comes to our coffee, the espresso that we love, especially with respect to where the region that we live. And this would really be fabulous to open the box and see what else is out.
When you travel, it's totally a different story, right? You buy beans from somewhere you're at and you bring it home and then you're like, you're done with it. And I don't know if a lot of us like reorder it, but this is this variety that is just such a cool little welcome surprise, right? Like I think that's some of these subscription things are just fun for that reason alone.
When it's like, I like the idea of not having to think about it and then getting different stuff often, you know, and maybe if like if it's a blend or something I don't love, like it's a good gift. I can give it away to someone or what have you. I've really just like I've accepted a little bit of snobbery with the coffee. But like beyond that, I like the morning routine. I like making a pour over. I like grinding my coffee. Like and then I also have gotten into like I like tasting different origins and blends and like weird specialty stuff. It's fun. It's just like super fun to do, you know.
That's great. It looks like they're having
same sort of thing.
They're having some good little specials and stuff too. And again, it's drinktrade.com is the name. And you can see they've got tons of different customizations and stuff. The one thing I thought was a great little kind of, you know, bullet point here is the idea that stuff on the shelves in your stores is so stale and so old.
Yep.
And here you're getting something a lot fresher. And that makes all, I think that makes the biggest difference to anyone that's a coffee drinker, right?
Yeah. Well, especially
when they do this fun little questionnaire with you in the beginning.
Yeah.
Try to figure out like what kinds, you know, what's your personality? How do you marry that to the coffee? What do you like to eat, drink? But Nick, that's the best point is like you get coffee at the grocery store and it's like, it's already old. You know what I mean? Like
even at Starbucks, it's been shipped and done and it's might be the freshest you can find locally, but the mail order, I'm assuming is going to be your freshest stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, in a place like Portland, like there are so everyone is a roaster here. Mm-hmm. Like every coffee shop roasts beans. And so like, it's hard to figure out like, well, where do I get them? I don't even know you exist. Cause there's a coffee shop in the corner where like, I like this cause I can still be hyper local and buy local and like get things that are roasted super quickly, but then they just do the curation for me.
I love this.
Very cool, man. Love the idea. All right. Are you ready, Mikkel, for yours?
Sure. My stocking stuffer.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's not nearly as exciting.
But it's complimentary.
Follow that.
It's
complimentary. It is.
They work together.
I didn't even think about this. I went straight to Yeti because you guys saw what I'm drinking my beer out of. This is so important to keep it insulated, double insulated and cold while I'm working. It's so important and warm. Like, it's so annoying when you wake up in the morning and you have a deliverable, right? You got to get out the door. And sometimes I set my alarm for stupid early and I come down here and then I get so busy that when I'm halfway through my project course of the morning, I take a sip. I'm like, oh man. Well, that doesn't happen when you have a Yeti.
Yeah,
that's right. That is right.
It works.
It's so important. Like I've become a little bit of a snob about it. So I've tried to think of things that feel a little bit applicable and personable to me this year, as opposed just to, you know, like, oh, this looks cool across the board. So this is kind of fun because with Yeti, you can customize, but I didn't. I have a, one that goes around my beer cans. I have one that I just fill up with coffee every morning, and nobody in the house knows to touch it. They're mine specifically. So I have three that are regularly used every single day. That's nice. How snotty I've become about it.
That's great.
And it's just a good brand. It's not going to chip or get ruined within a day or a week. It's great. And we run it through the dishwasher. It's not caused any problems. It's just a good brand.
There's nothing worse than getting like a mug or a thermos that's just like shitty and doesn't keep something warm or cold.
No, like, if it's gonna be long,
it goes
lasting,
in that one cupboard that you that goes with all the other ones, right?
Like I have coffee mugs that, like, you know, they're always in the back and they're only like, god, if everything's dirty I have to use them, and they suck because they make the coffee cold instantly, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or the condensation on the glass is like, this sucks. My desk is soaking wet.
I just recently told Jason, like, why do we even have this taking up? Let's just throw them out. We don't use them anyway. Yeah. It's like glass resort, or just put it in the camping bin in the garage. Like, we're not going to use it here. But so even, truth be told, I even know that when I pour wine before Oakley has soccer at night on a rainy fucking night, my room temperature red wine is going to remain at room temperature in my Yeti at the soccer practice the entire time.
Oh, I thought
you were
talking about like sneaking it on a soccer bag. It's just an inconspicuous mug. It's just
Powerade.
Well, I do like that too. I'm not getting judged.
Hell no, not here.
that is a perk that then, nobody knows what I'm drinking, although they could probably guess with how like social
that
I
has
become
been a lifesaver. The Yeti is a lifesaver with that. I have this one. I have
your wine and sip it too.
I have it without the handle, you know, like one. Same idea. Mm-hmm. Love that little slider top. So this is the Rambler 14-ounce mug, and it comes with and without like a handle. And I will say I've had it a few times during class where there could have been something maybe not, you know, right inside, but you need something to late night class. I was given it. Actually, some students of mine gave it to me, which I was never on the Yeti bandwagon until I got this as a gift. And shout out to, it was Tanner and Andreas and Rendell who got me this cool little black one. It's like that flat black.
The matte
the
black.
Chrome,
I love
the
that.
Chrome top on there.
Yeah. Sure.
Just
that's,
the coolest.
That's
thing.
Super cool.
And without the lid, it actually becomes like this really cool, like around the house cocktail thing too.
Yeah.
It's also great for hot and cold, which is good. Coffee is just wonderful in it. It makes you feel like you're camping and you're just at home.
Yeah. You know, similarly, I don't want people to see that I'm drinking soup during a meeting. If I'm just, I haven't had a chance to eat all day.
Or oatmeal or juice.
So funny. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want it to be too chunky, right? Choose like this like smooth soup and I'll fill
cup
it up in my Yeti and
I'll
be sipping that during a meeting and nobody knows because I haven't had anything to eat all day.
Oh my god, that's
and I
perfect.
Need something.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's really great. There's so many
use
cases, right?
I love this thing. And just looking at, you can get, talk about a company that you can go down the rabbit hole with their products.
Yeah,
I was in the REI the other day, and I mean, the Yeti, even the displays and the what they I talk about design, just porn. It's so cool.
Isn't it fun?
They are. It's fun. They're so solid. It's really,
they
really
are.
Cool.
They're good.
Well, this is a good one, and it's only $29.99. So you have,
not bad.
You have successfully gone totally. You can almost get two.
Yeah, I tried. I did. Yeah. I did have to.
All right. So my first one is this. So I want to bring you back to a time, maybe in your art classes, or I remember it was like the first class I took in community college. It was like printmaking 101 or whatever it was. And we did the lino cut.
This is cool.
Kind of like linoleum block printmaking. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe I've never gone back and done one again because it was so much fun. And I see some of the students still doing that on campus now. When I leave my class, there's still a class doing that. And I love this idea. So I found this. It's called the Speedball Deluxe Block Printing Kit. It's on Amazon. It is literally right under the limit at $47.99. So a few pennies to spare there. But it's this complete bundle, and you get everything you need to do printmaking at home. And you get the roller, you get the inks, you get all the carving stuff. And One thing I loved about this was I don't consider myself the best illustrator, the best like drawer person kind of designer. What I loved about this was you can't kind of go wrong. You can just make a texture. You can make wood grain. You could do something kind of cool. And but what it is, you carve out from this linoleum block and that becomes your ink pad. And then you can make these really cool prints and it comes with the roller and everything. I love the fact that it's on Amazon. Like these are the coolest things ever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about you guys, but like
Amazon is king. Why would it not be on
sometimes,
Amazon?
Sometimes even when you see something that's being advertised, before I order it on their site, I will look and just see, is it on Amazon? Cause like you're all your info's there. And I like keeping it under one
that's
house.
That's actually a good call.
Right. And it's usually there. Particularly even in something you might get in an Instagram post or something. But I just thought this was a fun, great little bundle. You can see you get everything here, including like the paper and everything else. But the cutting tools are fantastic. And here's a perfect example of like doing a flower or something kind of cool. Great for greeting cards. Anybody that's, if there's someone in your family that does crafting and everything as well, real fun there. But again, I think as most of the time I go tech, I wanted to have one that's like at least let's call it more analog and just, you know, back to
and
basics.
I think this Linocut in particular, it's like I got deep into it because it helps you really work out how to use single color shadow lighting in illustration. Like
Great
you
point.
Have to, it's like strategic, right? Because you only have, are you going to carve the shadows or the highlights? And that's it. You can't really do anything else.
Yeah.
So like, I think it's great practice if like you really want to get into like illustration, especially like that vintage style. Like,
this is
the way
cool.
to it. Yeah.
Look at that.
This also really assumes that people have time.
Very true. So if you order it now.
I haven't had time in like 6 years. I don't even know that is.
You'll have it during your Christmas
it's
break.
It's still amazing though. Oh my gosh.
You know what I was thinking too? Just the block and the tools would be cool to take on a trip. And just take that. And when you get home, at least now you can do the printing and everything else. So it's not such a mess on the road, but on a, you can't do it on a plane. I was going to say the tools are probably a little bit, on the no fly zone, but for fun, this would be great on a car trip or something too. And you get that real, you know, raggedy kind of edge as you're driving because it'd be like the perfect kind of combo.
Yeah.
But love it. But I really think I'm not only going to order this, but I'm going to want to maybe get a few because I think it'd be a cool stocking stuffer for the non-artist in families because like I think people would be surprised what they can actually do with this and the end result's pretty cool.
People would probably become intrigued in an area that they hadn't realized.
And then they open an Etsy shop and they become an influencer and now, you know, they have you to thank.
If you like sell merchandise or something and it's like, I want to get a stamp, a custom stamp, like this is cool, make it yourself and
you
put a logo on there and like boom,
stamp. Great
idea. It's really fun.
Yeah, totally handmade.
Really fun.
All right, you ready for your next one, Jordan?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, so we are moving into the holiday cheer and this is everything under $150 and we're gonna go to Jordan's first one. This is so you, bro.
This is so hard.
And I think I need to get one of these days, but go ahead, dude.
And it doesn't have to be this one in particular. And this one's not quite out yet. Okay. So my second one is a preamp, which everyone hypes on like microphones and we all have a podcast nowadays, like, or we're most designers I know are musicians. So like, you know, there's always such focus on like, you know, your DAW and your microphones, whatever. But I think the unsung hero of everything is a preamp. And so if you want to sound better, if you have a podcast, like you don't need to spend $1,000 on a mic, like get yourself a good preamp. And this one by Universal Audio is, I mean, I haven't used this one in particular, but I do have one by them.
It's a nice design too.
It's a, I mean, they make the sexiest looking stuff, but I have been using Universal and this one, like, I think they're just, it's always been, they've always had really expensive stuff. They never really come down to like more consumer forward stuff. It's usually been professionally driven, which is great, but now they're starting to inch down. Like one that they have under 150 has never been the case. I think the cheapest one before that was like 300, right?
Wow. What's this one run?
I think this one is 150. They
That's
have a
great.
Volt 1 and a Volt 2. This one is, I think on their website, it's a Volt 2. I think they're going to have two different ones. The only difference is the amount of inputs. But if you're just using it for recording a podcast, you only need one, really. But yeah, I think it's like, you know, to take yourself just a step out of plugging the mic directly into your USB in the computer, like this is a little box that sits on a desktop, very small, and you plug directly into this. And essentially, we don't need to get too deep into it, but Sennheiser just makes your stuff sound a lot better. It helps with your levels. It helps with like the power of your microphone. And it just usually microphone signals are very weak and kind of timid. This just helps round it out, beast it up. Sounds like a podcaster. Mm. So this is like a very affordable option to get into something that's, you know, probably pretty professionally driven.
This is pretty cool. Where did I see? Oh, here. So it's iPad and iPhone ready, traveling light. Plug the Volt into your iPad or iPhone and you can easily create beats and samples, record the band rehearsal. That's a cool little trick to be a little bit more mobile with that as well.
Yeah, and you don't have to plug, again, like, you know, your sort of headphone jack into microphone. Like, they're just never going to have enough power to do that. So having this secondary thing is what you want. That's going to give you really good sound.
Yeah. Great photography, too. I'm just admiring, like, I love that.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things I think people often overlook because they maybe don't really understand. And you should get into, like, preamps if this is, like, a medium that you're kind of into and you haven't yet. But I would heavily recommend kind of looking into this. Again, it doesn't have to be this one. Like, there are some others. Yeah. Like, Scarlett is another brand that everyone kind of uses. I just recommended this one because I use Universal Audio on a lot of other things.
That's great. It's at uaudio.com, and this is called the Volt 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Yes, yeah, and I think there is a Volt 1. This one might be, like, 170. The Volt 1, I think, is, like, 150.
I was just going to ask about the price point.
I was in Guitar Center, and they had a good amount – everywhere from about 80 to 90 all the way up to like 400, like in this zone of these things, which was really, really cool. So I love this idea that like, they actually will take you right to the store on their site, which is kind of cool, like to Sam Ash or whatever.
Totally.
But yeah, it's a beautiful, it has a real like kind of almost like Bauhaus vintage vibe to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally.
It's really clean.
Yeah, I mean, they've been making sort of these preamps and stuff forever, right? Like, they're kind of like pioneers in the way of music and sound recording and stuff like that. So
very cool.
Yeah, credible source for sure.
Nice.
This is cool.
So check it out, y'all. Uaudio.com.
I'm so intimidated, though. I have to say. Right? Like,
yeah, but it's not that scary. It's literally just like plugging your microphone into this box, and then now it sounds better. You know what I mean? You just have more control.
I've always thought of getting one of these because I remember you were telling me about this years ago, and. Yeah. The last thing I need to do is add another thing that's another wire and everything. And yesterday was that day that the power went out on our entire block for the entire day. And it makes you realize how incredibly relied you are on the electricity and everything. Oh my God, yes. I couldn't cook. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't open the fridge.
Oh, man.
You know that? Couldn't open the garage until I released it and everything. But just made me realize like I need to pull back on this stuff, but this is the one thing I know for sure it'd be fun to get in there for better audio and stuff for sure. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. It's really an easy fix. Yeah.
Really cool. All right, Mikkel, you ready for your holiday cheer number two?
Yes. So Whoa. That right
there. This is Herman
Miller
stuff.
How do you say that? Aura Pura.
Or a Pura.
Sounds like a face cream.
This is crazy because I was looking for one of these.
Really?
Yeah. So you just found it for me. Go for it.
Oh, funny. Sorry.
No, I'm looking for one to actually buy. So not just for the
holiday. Oh, I thought you meant to contribute on the show. This was, I actually did a double think about this one because don't you feel like you see these stands advertised everywhere?
True.
And doesn't it just get annoying and old over time? But this one is very sleek. I love the design. It's very clean.
Let's tell them what they are for the people.
Fan of this brand. This is a laptop stand and it collapsed in such a beautiful way to make it portable on the go for you.
That brand
The price point is exactly $49, but
look at this.
I'm into it. It's really sleek design. And
it's origami.
It sort of is. I had to go through the whole gallery to substantiate. Okay, this is worth mentioning. Yeah, it's really nice. So I have purchased stands in the past and I've been cheap about it.
Mm-hmm,
and same. I get one on Amazon that is not nearly this sleek. And it's not nearly consistent with the Yeti talk that I gave you guys just earlier, because why would I not put the same dollars into something that can be long standing like this?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't tell you how much we leave because we're supposed to be able to work from everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you've got a MacBook that you trust that is up to date, and I finally do, you know, you need to have something that holds it, that's just as nice and quality as the machine itself, as you can, right?
Yeah, totally.
So it's just worth the protection component of it. I bring my little keyboard with me that's wireless, and you can set up in an instant so quickly. When I go down to my sister's in Portland, I just lickety split set up everything on her in her den there. And it just makes it really nice so that it's not like popped up and annoying to travel in the car. It's so easy to just slimly fit into any bag.
Yeah.
It's worth saying it's by Herman Miller.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Herman Miller is a like, great brand.
The fact that they have anything under $400 is beyond me.
I know. Like, I know.
Because I'm sitting on one and I they're ridiculous, right?
Yep.
The cool thing though, this is portable, foldable. And the neat thing about it is like, I think you're right. This looks better than some of the ones that are all full metal and not portable. You know, I remember getting that one that was like,
and then they can scratch your device. Yep. Like and that's what the frustrating stuff.
My Amazon one through. Over there that I never even use. That's a joke. It's like, it feels like just hollow. But what's neat about this is you fold it and it looks like it can go right into the sleeve that whatever you're carrying your laptop in, which is kind of cool. Mm. And at this price, $49. I mean,
yeah, it's really good.
You
it's
have it budget. Though, right? You have this, Mikkel?
No, it's been sitting in my shopping cart on their website forever. I just need to pull the trigger.
Pull the trigger. Come on. This is the time.
I know.
I think you need to do it right now.
I'm surprised, to be totally transparent, I'm surprised they only have 3 reviews here.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting.
That kept me a little bit questioning, but because I oftentimes for purchases like this really rely pretty heavily on reviews.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just appreciate the photography so much in the brand that I just trust them. I trust their brand.
And it looks too like, so anywhere where the actual laptop is going to touch, it looks like contour. It's got rubberized edges.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
that's a good point.
A perfect little thing. And I love this idea because like, you're right. I think trying to be more, adaptable to work anywhere. It's the whole reason you get your laptop, but to have it at that angle where it shows it like this, I mean, that's almost emulating an iMac
it's
at that
perfect.
Point, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and get yourself a little portable keyboard and mouse.
It's just so clean.
Yeah. That's really nice.
You see a lot of like the walnut and the different woods advertised for this product line.
Yeah.
And I have been drawn to that. And then I have read that there is chipping that can happen to the device, even with the wood.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that you brought up that lining of the product because that was a big part of why I considered this.
Yeah. Look at this one. What
the fuck? This is like the exact opposite of like simple, elegant, like.
Yeah.
What
so
is
it's like
this?
A, it's a robotic.
It's
this is
solving
on their site.
The same problem
robotic,
with like a lot
yeah.
more.
Yeah. yeah. So it's like a robotic arm that holds your laptop. And it looks very multi, you know, position. I don't think you guys saw the price on this. Do you want to take a guess at the price? It's Herman Miller still.
If you're an engineer and you need it to be like up and down and swivel and everything, right?
But who needs like, I need my laptop to work sideways.
I'm going to guess $250.
Yeah, Herman Miller, I'm going to guess like probably over $400.
$95.
Yeah, okay. Shit.
Look at that.
Wow.
Again.
This could fit our 151.
See,
amazing.
What is going on with the reviews, you guys? What is going on?
How many do they have? One review? Maybe these are brand new.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But check out Herman Miller.
Idea. Wait, no. I told you guys that I've had that other stand in my...
Yeah.
In my shopping cart forever, I truly meant it.
Maybe people just don't know about it because it's like, I'm kind of surprised it's Herman Miller's offering something, not even just this price point, but like this makes sense to me because this feels like it would go with their desk and everything else. And it has this like insane high tech design. But like if Apple was selling that thing, that would be like $9.99, you know, they do sell one for how much is the cinema
really?
Display,
yeah.
Their stand is like $900.
Yeah. Oh. The wheels on the Pro are like
$500
that's or something.
Hilarious.
$250 each or something.
But anyways, I think this is great to find. I didn't even know they had lighting and all this other stuff. Oh God. Like you've just opened up a whole thing now.
Oh really?
Herman Miller all day. Look at
gaming?
This.
We look at their lighting a
Who's
lot.
Who's Herman Miller?
Decor.
Yeah.
Lighting.
They've really opened up their,
they're fabulous. That makes sense.
They're fabulous.
Oh, so all they did was they took the chair and they made it gaming colors.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, exactly. Electric blue.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
too.
You guys are probably right about that. But I love their style, you guys. It's so
their chairs are very, very comfortable.
Yeah.
Scandinavian minimal style. Mm-hmm. I really love their approach.
I think it's my favorite, like one of my favorite logos too. AIGA did a talk there at Herman Miller's like showcase in downtown LA one night, and I'll never forget it. It was like just a showcase for all their stuff. And yet it was an open space for conferences.
Look at that plant holder to the right.
Yeah.
Look how gorgeous. Big the books. I mean, this is definitely a rendering.
Wow.
They rendered the books so big.
Yeah.
It's silly. Oh my gosh.
This is great. Well,
I know. Okay, I know. You're so right, Jordan. Where is the little text line that says objects not the scale?
Yeah. Yeah. Or like these are, stage. Yeah. Everyone does that. Even.
They just have one. Oh, this is kind of cool too. I mean, it's neat to see that they have a lot of things that are kind of like price pointed into like the stocking stuffer as well for those people that it's such a fun brand. And
love their brand.
I never knew they were like a decor brand.
Same here.
Like, yeah.
Damn. Did not know that. Boy, they've expanded over the years.
I cannot help but open up their emails every morning. I love.
There
sure,
you go.
Sure.
Like, this is probably the world's most number one chair you see in every office, this one here.
Yes.
But a good fun fact, if you can find it on eBay or someone selling it used, it's a great way to take advantage of their stuff and get a big price point difference. Yeah. So very cool. Love that little holder for that. All right. My second one is... This is really cool. It's called the Artiphone Orba Synthesizer. Weird name.
But
Artiphone. And it's available at guitar centers all over. But this is the coolest little thing. So imagine it looks like a tiny little hockey puck, a little bit taller, and has a bunch of touch buttons on the top. And what this is it's kind of like this like desktop synthesizer drum machine. And it has bass and chords and drums and lead parts. It has all these things, and it has like a gyroscope to capture a range of multi-dimensional gestures. So it's pressure sensitive and all that stuff. I saw the video of it and it was really cool. I think it's down here somewhere, but it was the coolest little feature where imagine if you just need to take a break at your desk and you have this little wireless thing that sits there and it allows you to play some really cool stuff. So you could do tracks. Wow. You can have all this kind of fun stuff. Are you guys hearing that?
Yep.
Cool. I would love it because I would play the drums along with the music I'm listening to. Like that would be, that's always a fun thing. But listen to that.
This is like the best fidget spinner.
Yeah. So they've like, made it useful, right?
Yeah.
Such a cool little idea. So cool.
That I love that they're pushing just like music as a creative release. Like that's so true, right? Like
very much so. Because not only musicians know that, I think, is a lot of ways, right?
Yeah.
And to put it in the hands and whatever. So it retails for $84.99. So my $150 is really low. This is borderline $50. right? And I'm thinking when I saw it, I thought for sure it was gonna be like $150, maybe a little bit more. But I love this idea of how just you said, it's a cool little break. It's something you can take with you. It's so portable and the quality of the sound is actually, I wonder too, you could probably use it for like, instead of like licensing or royalty free kind of music for your backgrounds and stuff, right?
I assume so.
Just come up with a little beat and it's something you want to, if you're in need for that stuff and you can't afford to spend a lot of money on like, buying the royalty for kind of like background music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think this might be a fun little purchase for sure, because I used to play drums and now not having a drum set, it would be fun to just have that little thing and tap along with to take that mental break,
Yep.
So what a cool little, piece. Yeah, and it looks like it's got all the stuff. So it's got headphone jack. It's got it looks like it's a lightning in there. You got the volume. It's Bluetooth as well. So I'm assuming it probably has some connectivity to your phone. Tons of great reviews. So again, it's called the
Artiphone
Orba Synthesizer.
That sounds right.
There you go. I found it at Guitar Center. We'll have the link in there as well. But what a fun little way to have a little fun with music on the side. You know?
Yeah, very cool.
Feather Touch Control. This is cool.
Ooh, I know. I think I might have to go to Guitar Center just to go try it out.
Before I buy something like that, I would have to. I want to experience it a little bit. I need a little teaser. Otherwise, you don't really totally know.
Yeah. Well, go get it on Amazon and just return it if it ain't good.
I like the design too. It's fun.
Really? Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's a cool little, totally travel like pocket size, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right. That's fun. What are we up to next? Are we at Wishlist already?
Yeah.
I think we're at Wishlist already. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Jordan's kicking off Wishlist.
Jordan. Ooh. This looks serious, but I know we need this.
I'm trying to think of the best way to introduce without getting too heady, because I know my last one can get a little heady as well, but it's for me. So that's just the way it is. Because right now I'm in a conundrum, and I've been like wanting to do this for so long, and I've like dabbled and I've, you know, tried to do shittier versions, but essentially I want to set up my in-home network server, right? I don't want to fucking have to rely on Dropbox and Google Drive and then external hard drives and like try to make this system work. Because like right now, and you guys, I assume, are probably in the same boat of like with freelancing, I have a lot of clients and we are sort of, it's pushed upon us to be these like maintainer, the librarians of content for all projects we've ever done, right? Like I Good feel point. Obligated to keep all that information for however long it takes. And so, you know, that's something that like I've always had my RAID systems and my storages that just back up everything. But what makes this in particular, and this brand is called Synology, but there are many like do the same thing. But essentially, it's an NAS sort of network system. So it's more than just like a backup storage device. NAS means network attached storage.
I think that's what it means.
Network attached storage. So essentially, if you just think of like your external hard drive, right? And I'm sure we've all seen ones that get very big and like they have like multiple hard drives in this box, right? And you can have like as much storage as you could ever think about, like four boxes. Each of these boxes is like 12 terabytes each, a shit ton of storage. It's like that. It offers a RAID backup system. So like they kind of duplicate onto each sort of drive, keeps your stuff super safe. So if one drive fails, like you still have it on another three. That's like standard. What makes this interesting is it's also a computer. And what makes NAS more interesting is like we're creating an actual network server. So when I set this thing up, I have everything I could ever, like all my past projects, everything I use, all saved on this device. It's in my home. It's hooked up to my Wi-Fi and I can access it through any device anywhere. So if I'm, you know, working remote and like shit, you know, I would have to use Dropbox otherwise. And sometimes it's like, I got to upload and download things because my laptops don't have a ton of storage. And so I'm always like offloading and onloading. This is nice because I don't have to do that. It's just integrated. It's just a server that I log into. But because
that's
it's
the
like
next
through
step,
your
right?
home internet, it's super fucking fast. Like I've worked with like, you know, I mean, unless you have shitty internet, like maybe that's a problem. But like Dropbox and Google Drive are both really slow. Like if I need a file, it's always going to take me a few minutes to download or upload every time. And I always have to like be cognizant of what I'm putting on there.
Yeah.
So like this kind of eliminates that problem. And then Google recently made it so anyone who is sharing, it works with your Finder. So like my Google Drive, all my stuff, I can find it in my Finder, utilize it there. But anyone I share with, they have to do everything through the browser now. They have to do it online. You can't do it on your computer, which to me is like, I stopped using Google Drive because that's a nightmare. You know? And so like this also offers me, so like I have all my clients, I can get everything into one centralized place. They can have access to a particular folder storage system. It can be password protected. They can share it with whoever. It's not on their hard drive. It's not on my hard drive. It's on this like network that is in our home, which to me is like, it's a game changer. And I'm going to pull the trigger, I think, this year. And also if you like edit 4K video, this is getting heady, but there are people, I assume, who like edit video and they know how shitty that can be. Maybe you don't have a great computer. You have to keep all that, you know, files and all that data on an external hard drive and try to edit off there. And it's like impossible. You can't edit 4K really unless you have like a really fast external hard drive.
Yeah.
This eliminates that problem because it's also on your internet and it's way faster. So like I've been able to edit video and like big photos and stuff just off of this drive, which is a game changer for me. I don't have to keep that on my hard drive because, you know, that gets, it's like one shoot might be a couple terabytes.
Sure. How many bays do you have?
How many days do I have?
Bays.
Oh, I don't have this one. Unit. So like I have a RAID system and I have a very fast external, but it's not that big because it's super expensive to get like a solid state really fast external. But I think I would probably, I mean, like they come with, again, the price is subjective because it depends on how much you need.
Sure.
So like, you know, you can get one that has just like one bay or two bays or three bays or four. I think goes up to like nine or something. And in the bay, you can choose like little hard drives. And even those can fluctuate. Like, do you want 1 terabyte or half a terabyte or 10, 20 terabytes on each? So like you can get much as you could.
All the specs for each unit is so overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I think that the key is like, I look at this too and go like, what the hell? But you've explained to me that like, I think this could be the next step with so many people running businesses from their home. And it gives you all the advantages of what you had when you worked under the roof of a big company in your small little space. I was also looking too, they have an incredible YouTube channel. So I'm assuming there's great stuff on there to kind of intro you into the whole idea.
Almost needs to be a given, right?
Yeah.
People need to.
Yeah, but like it's nice because again, it's not just a hard drive. Like it is a computer, so like it has apps and an interface and like and so like when a client, I'm like, here's where everything is stored. It's not a Dropbox.
Though
Dropbox does do that, but the thing is, well, if they have Dropbox, they either have to download that onto their computer on their hard drive, which is like I don't want them to have to deal with it. Like, this is just something they can work off of, go in and edit, change things, and it's all saved here. It's super fast.
That like, control is amazing.
That control is amazing. Like
you have it under your roof.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. So like, it's pretty sweet, man. Like I think I'm gonna have to
pull
it.
Pull the trigger, man.
It seems like it answers again. Like as business runners, like I just want control and ease of use, and not have to like. I hate Google Drive so much now, and even Dropbox is like.
I know.
You know, I still might keep it in tandem, but. Just it's good to have a cloud if you need it. But
I think I think we've all learned that if we've been doing this for more than 5 years, you have little bits here, you have little bits here. You've used Google Drive. I pay for the Dropbox. I bought a My Cloud, but I'm like, that's not organized, you know. And none of these things can run everything all at once. Like this to me is the solution to say like, yeah, you got. But it gets to that point where you're like, whoa, I have a server now in my house. Like that's crazy.
Yeah. There's also one other benefit that is very cool, which they don't really promote, but I'm like, I would use it all the time. You can essentially use it as a computer with your computer. You can network. You can like, if I go away and I have a shitty laptop that does not work for shit, but it's a good screen, I can log into my desktop through this server and work on my desktop on my laptop, wherever I am in the world.
Okay.
Your screen is just that laptop is just a vessel.
It's just a controller for my desktop that's being used, that's fucking dope. I can like
that is that's
the power of my desktop on any shitty laptop.
Any idea what an initial investment would be for like even just the starting point of this?
So like they have ones that like a two bay system. It's probably like $300 maybe a little more.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, and they have ones that are like a little bit more consumer based, or like a little bit more like all in one. You know, it's tough because if you ever need more, you can't really like change bays. Like they have ones that are just built in little units. I think it's maybe a little bit, you know, for future proofing. Like, get one that's at least 2 to 3 bays. You know, so when you keep storing stuff, you can always change stuff out. Or if you have a hard drive that goes bad, you can just change it out.
Yeah. So you access.
They're
from
not
anywhere,
like crazy. Yeah.
It's great.
Under $500, and I guarantee you can get like as much storage as you probably need, unless like all you do is like filmmaking,
because
that shit gets intense. Yeah. But for us, it's like, you know,
I'm assuming too, they're quite, they knowing that this is quite a leap for most people, they're probably got a pretty good support team to kind of help you over that thing, because this is their bread and butter, you know, and I think we're the targets for this kind of stuff. Cause these are like tabletop servers. These aren't the ones that are in big closets like you see at the big firms.
Totally.
So what's neat is they're probably trying to lure people just like us over.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, 100%. Cool. It's everything that Dropbox and Google Drive want to do, but it's a lot better. Like, so you can still send links to files, or you can still, whatever that is, however you use it. But it just, it's also so many other things on top
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, dude. And they look cool. I think it's like, yeah. it makes sense, man.
Yeah, and you don't have to have them on your desktop. You can have them tucked away anywhere in your house. You know, that's
so your homework is to report back once you get it and sell us all on it once it's working.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I think of this is like the physical space needed for your sound box, right? That jives with your screen TV for the cinematic. Oh, yeah. Experience, we never look at it. It's mm-hmm. hidden somewhere.
Totally.
It's not totally hidden because it needs
like the subwoofer.
Yeah.
Like that. It's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool idea, man. All right. So you have homework.
I have homework. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love
the overwhelm, right?
Yeah. All right. Are you ready for your big one here?
Yeah. My wish list item.
Oh, this is gorgeous.
Have mm-hmm. you guys heard of Artifox?
Mm-hmm. I have, but I did not know what they technically were. I've heard of them so much.
Yeah, they're really great and clean too. There's a little bit of a consistency with Herman Miller totally. Here in that regard. So years ago, we have a longstanding client here in the state of Washington, but on the east side. So it takes a good flight to get there. But they've been a really great longstanding client and they had upgraded to a brand new office location. And what came with that was that we helped reinvent and establish their look and feel interior design wise. So it was a really awesome interior design project. And what came with that was like, I know, isn't that great?
I've never been like attracted to a bike rack. But
A bike rack. This is a bike rack. And it is great for at home mounting. And it's also great for corporate or organizational offices.
Yeah, to encourage people to ride.
Because that's what came with this project is that they encouraged rather than getting into an automobile of any sort, a vehicle of any sort, that you commute to work by bike if you can. So we hung a shit ton of these on their wall and have a mural artwork that's to brand, like trailing through the racks and everything. It's just gorgeous. So this is really fabulous. And the design is minimal. And we actually did all three. There's just a random plethora of the walnut, the lighter wood, and the black together in the office space. And it just looks really, really hot.
Mm-hmm. For those of you who are not seeing the visual just yet, it kind of looks like a beautiful old-fashioned like ski. Mm-hmm. Attached to the wall. And it has this perfectly designed little bracket at the top that your top tire hooks into, and then your bike just lays vertically against the wall, perfect space, almost turns it into art, dare I say.
Totally. It does, but you know what, I have to share, and you guys probably have already been thinking this visually, this art gallery does not showcase that when you're commuting or if you're on a ride, your bike gets fucking dirty.
Yeah.
None of these photos 100%. Are indicating that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so what's happened
on
is that these, okay, so they're displayed like that. You see how this office space has three in a row? Well, this one has like nearly a dozen that we did for this client. It's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
So what happens is that every time that the bikes are taken down, there's this case of wipes right there and they just wipe it clean.
Perfect.
It just takes one.
Yeah.
Because the material is so smooth that it's fine.
Totally.
I wouldn't even worry about it so much in like an office. Like I have my mountain bike in my garage and it's always the most awkward thing because it doesn't find a space, right? But this could get it on a wall and put it aside so it's not a clunk.
And you have to be... Yeah. With this kind of purchase, you have to be proud of the style of your bike. You have to be proud of showcasing your bike.
Yeah.
You're accentuating your hobby, your lifestyle, your green environmental belief system. I mean, it's just beyond a bike.
Well, the bike is like the showcase. This is just a stand for that bike, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and it does a great job.
It matches
job.
The aesthetics of those one speeder kind of like, you know.
Yeah, and the bikes that they're showcasing here, I mean, come on. They don't look like a lot of our bikes.
No. Yeah. And mine's muddy and mine's a mess. But I think that the orientation or the design and getting it on the wall that way, I think the simplicity of it looks amazing too, where some of the bike racks I've looked at that I was going to mount, somewhere in the garage looked a little bit overwhelming, and they had a bottom rack and a top and a this and whatever. This is just the most simple design. I think it's got that kind of IKEA simplicity of like efficient design vibe, or that Scandinavian thing you were talking about too with like Herman Miller, you know. Mm-hmm. Definitely there.
Yeah, I really love their brand.
So it's Artifox. It's Artifox.com or theartifox.com. Mm-hmm. And this is called the rack, basically. That is it. And it's, man, it's a beautiful looking piece. So they've definitely done a really nice job. They show off the highlight of their materials and made in the USA. Really nicely done. I'm assuming too, they've got a lot of great stuff. Yeah. Oh, these are the guys that do all that great stuff. The desk.
Yeah. These guys have great material.
Why do you give me these websites, Mikkel? This is great. Look at this.
Oh, I know, aren't they fabulous?
The Lith collection. Oh, this is, it's like Legos for your desk. This
is yeah. Great. Their aesthetic is really, really appealing.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. So my final one is this one. So this is the Accent Lab. Oh, yeah. I think it's the best cool. way.
Accent Lab.
Yeah. Incredible. So it's Accents Lab.
Accents Lab. I bet you say it like that.
Like
I bet you say it Accents.
Yeah. Lab. So Xence Labs. And what they are a booth at DesignerCon, which, oh my God, for first of all, 2 weeks ago, went to a design conference live with people. Oh my God.
Nice.
It was the best. We had about 15 students, and Dan from Lincoln was there. He got to meet all my students.
Nice.
We had such a great time. My friend Josh had a booth. A few other people had some great stuff there. So one of my students goes running over and sees this new tablet that was bundled with a laptop, and they had it on demo. And he sat down and he was like, the minute he tried it, he was like, this is the greatest tablet I've ever tried. And what was so neat about this thing is this bundle. It's about $359. You can find it for a little bit less right now. I think they have maybe a deal on there. But what it is this bundle. So you get this beautiful tablet. You get two pens, and the pens are different widths. So you get a thin, slim one, and you get a thicker one. They really researched what people wanted in a tablet kind of configuration. Then the case, you open it up, both pins go in there. They have 20 different tips. So they have a felt tip, and they have a hard tip for the stylus, okay? Mm-hmm. So I guess people were just dying to have that variety, and why should it be fixed with just one? But the beautiful thing this thing has is this little wireless smart pad. And what it is, it looks like a small little iPhone, and it's wireless as well. So let's say you've hooked this up to your laptop and you're working on some drawings or whatever it is. The little wireless kind of smart key basically has all programmable and digital screen on it. So you have 8 buttons that you could do copy, paste, paste in front, paste in back, or whatever your most used shortcuts are. And it has a toggle like flywheel for brush size or type size or whatever you're at. And this is wireless as well. So your left hand, one hand's on that, one hand's with the stylus. And this idea of the workflow and the comfort level it has was just so incredible. So I even asked, my student Diego was so funny. I texted him earlier. I'm like, so he showed it to me. We saw it the other day and we were checking it out. And as someone that doesn't even use a stylus, I was like, this seems really cool. I would almost like love to try it out and see. He's only had it for a week, and he wrote down like a plethora of like comments of how much he loves this thing. The fit and finish of it was like, you know, that black kind of grippy flat rubber kind of texture that you see in a lot of these things. It's perfect for that. It's non-slip. It's really, really cool. Totally portable. Goes in this nice like felt sleeve. But what an incredible little option to have. And as you scroll down here, you'll see a little bit more about it. It's got some more stuff as far as how cool it is, the battery life and everything. Totally wireless, which mm-hmm. I thought was uniquely cool as well. I think I haven't seen one of these where the tablet was so wireless as well too, you know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Really something else. So a cool little like tip, if anybody's looking for one, I would say definitely check this out as opposed to a lot of the bigger brands that we're all aware of. But then they did a really cool thing. So the guys from Lincoln and some of the storyboard artists from Warner Brothers Animation did this live battle. It was like a sketch battle, and they all did it on these things for the first time. So none of them had used it prior. And you can, their kind of like comfort level on it was within minutes. And they were all saying that it beats all the ones they have back at their studio. So if that wasn't a really good, you know, claim for the performance and everything on this thing, I don't know what is. So if you're looking for one, it's a great one. Roughly around $360. And again, it's at Xense Lab, X-E-N-C-E, labs.com. And we'll have that link in there as well. So, whew.
Nice.
We did it all. That was great. The last thing we wanted to do too was we were able to find a few of our users and some of our listeners chimed in with some stuff. And let's see. Some of the stumps here we've got even a graphics tablet. There was the first one. That was a really cool one.
Yeah.
One of my students, Charlie, wrote in and said something about getting the Cricut Maker. Have you guys seen those things, how
the
they can cut out all of your vector art?
Yeah.
If you need to do a quick mock-up or something, what a great idea, huh?
Yeah. Honestly, like the usages, they have so many different bits and stuff. You could do a ton of shit.
You can do iron on, you can do decal labels.
Essentially, it's like die cut printer. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
But also embroidery and shit. Like it does a ton. Embossing and stuff.
Embossing. Yeah. Mm. So all the different tips that you put on the actual head that go around and everything.
Yeah.
Look at they're on sale like crazy.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Die cutting, doing some cool die cutting, you name it. It'd be really great. Someone actually put in a great little stocking stuffer would be a subscription to Brand New under consideration, which I think is only like $9 a year.
Yeah.
It's super cheap and it's one of those resources I cannot give up. I look at it every morning right along with the news. It is my favorite.
Those like cheap things that are game changers are like, I just got one password and it's changed everything in my life. Life is better for
perfect. Good idea.
Yeah.
A few people asking for the iPad Pro. I think that's obviously a game changer all the time.
Yeah.
A few people wanting new office chairs with, in quotes, better back support. So that's a good one as well. Mm-hmm. Thomas, a good friend of mine, wrote in and said the French paper sample pack. That's always a cool thing. Oh. And we missed that because they were giving that out free at the last few Adobe Maxes and we didn't get them for the last 2 years. But the French paper sample pack is really amazing for you to have to show if you are working with the client for business cards and stationaries and to show them live really good samples.
Yep.
That's killer, right?
Love that idea. Like I've been able to convince clients. I have one, and it is like getting clients' hands on that kind of stuff is key. Mm-hmm. You can't really do it otherwise. Like they got to see it stacked.
Yeah, I love that one. Another one from Matt wrote in the Lincoln logo book. They just came out with the second logo book. Great gift. Fun. If you know anybody that's needs something like that, great inspiration there. Our buddy Alex wrote in. I think he's been waiting to get a standing desk for about 4 years now. Alex, you got to pull the trigger on a standing desk. And he's also looking at a 32-inch ultra-wide display for the home setup. And I've been seeing a lot of those real nice displays. They've come down in prices a lot.
I'm using my old iPad as a secondary, and it works okay, but I do wish I had like another full display.
Yes, that's a great one. Okay, so this next one. We're going to do a video share on this one because, again, I had never heard of this. And leave it to our buddy Matt Dawson to come out with this one. But we called it the Studio Box, but it's called Studio Box. This is a bring your space to life, built for professional studio crate is modular storage unit that adapts to whatever you throw in it. So think of it as like a milk crate with all these little slots on the sides and these little components and dividers that can go into it. And you can customize this for your gear. And then they stack just like a milk crate would as well. They have dividers, they have bundle packs. The pricing is not that bad.
No.
When you look at like this solid state three packs is $25. Cool. Then you get a few of the bundles, which are the inserts and the things.
Yeah.
And I know if you are in video or with camera,
this is
or
huge.
Let's say you have to be super mobile or even with musical instruments. Look at this. Even construction workers, crafters, hobbyists.
Why is it taking fucking generations to get here. Like milk crates, I use them for everything because they're the best. And yeah, this is just, I don't understand why this is only just coming out. This is
and
amazing.
It's interesting. I'm seeing because I'm seeing trucks are doing this now too with the beds and truck. Mm. They're putting these modular slots into the mold, and all you got to do is put like 2x4s in there, yeah, and you're creating these little compartments. This is kind of basically doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in this, it's Sidio. It's Sidio crate.com. Take a look at these. They're great colors.
I like their site.
You could probably color code them too in a certain way, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
That's kind of a neat idea. So there you got that. A few other ones. We've got some, oh, of course, the Micron 03 black felt tip pens. Let's be really specific. I know Jordan's got his favorite gel pen.
Oh, you mean right here, dude? I got them all. There you go. I got surrounded by them. But not those. Those are very nice for inking.
Yeah. I did a nice little shot at Office Depot the other day. And I love getting, how many times do you look at your desk and you're like, I cannot find a working pen for the life of me. And you have to buy the 12 pack of like your favorite pen. And 2 months later, they're gone already.
Yeah, man, it's true. And like, I've never thrown a pen away in my life. I've never ran out of a pen. I just lose them.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm still like going crazy over the city out there. I know. Gallery. Yeah.
I think it would be fun to just get them and see what they're all about. Like, it'd be fun to just build, even maybe make a wall unit out of them for, you know, there's probably so many, and mount them to the walls, make bookshelves out of them. I think there's a lot of cool little things you can do. So what a great find, man. That was a good one. So
yeah, that's fun.
Thanks to all you guys for submitting some ideas on Instagram. That was really cool. This was a good one. I think we covered just about every price point, every level, every interest. Good job, guys.
Yeah, that was fun. They're always fun.
That was awesome.
These are always fun.
So if you got anything else when we post this, feel free to drop in the links or throw in some any other suggestions that you guys might have. But other than that, I think we'll be back maybe one more time before the Christmas, New Year's break. We'll be doing probably New Year's resolutions and all that fun stuff later.
Yeah.
But can't wait to get there.
That's always a little bit of a challenge.
Or I think we called it something else, like just to make sure it was like, you know, our goals for the year.
We should listen to last year and then see how we did.
Oh, there you go. Report card on last year for sure. But other than
I
that,
say
guys,
that with I'm not going to do well. It's not going on in my dad's fridge.
Me neither. Me neither. I should listen to it to just know that I can't duplicate and say the same thing. This
we could still say, oh, well, it was 2021. You know, come on. It was still tough.
Oh, my gosh. The excuse is galore, right?
I know. It ends in 2022, guys. We can't do
that. Right. Enough.
Right.
Enough.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, guys. We'll be back soon. But other than that, have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Happy holidays.